Live. You can bring up anything you want. Take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. And you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy all the features on the site completely free. And you can actually control the content as well. So if you find something online that you think is interesting, maybe you'd like to have us talk about it on the air, or perhaps you just want other listeners to see it, then you can submit it as show prep over at freetalklive.com. And it can be anything. It could be something like a YouTube video that was entertaining. It could be a really important news piece. It can be an opinion piece like a blog. Whatever you think is interesting, what you think our listeners and the hosts would enjoy, you can submit over at freetalklive.com. And you can also vote on the things that other people will submit by clicking on the upcoming stories page. So that's one of the most important things you can do with freetalklive.com is click on the upcoming stories page and vote on some stuff. All right, so 855-450-FREE. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Bo.
And Allie.
Bo is here courtesy of victimlesscrimespree.com. You are the editor of Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. It's something that we've talked about, I think, to a fairly decent extent on Free Talk Live. We've got advertisements running for it throughout the breaks on the Free Talk live streams and actually across our radio stations, as a matter of fact. I took the time to put the 60-second ad in as one of our regular spots that goes off across the network to all of our stations. So hopefully a lot of people have heard about Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, and maybe we can talk more about the movie as the show goes on tonight, but I just wanted to let folks know what you're notorious for, among other things, and maybe we'll learn more over time. 855-450-FREE allows you to take control of the airwaves. Coming up here tonight, what I think is probably the most important discussion that needs to be had, it's the draft. It looks like the winds are blowing again.
I can't believe that this is something that I'm talking about during my lifetime that's being proposed. Something that I remember my mom talking about happening in her day and how, you know, never again, hopefully. And I've heard it mentioned here and there, but I've never heard of anyone actually saying we should do it again.
Yeah, well, this is not the first time I've heard this. It was a few years ago that similar discussions were going on. There, of course, was the discussion about what they call national service that was happening during the 2008 election and was happening prior to that. And the idea of national service was to have every young person in America essentially work for the government for a specified period of time. So they would be able to choose to either work in the military, or if they had some sort of an objection to military work, then they would be able to choose, you know, I don't know, packing boxes or doing whatever other busy work that the U.S. government decided to assign them to. So there would be kind of the military service wing of it, and then what they might call like a civil service wing of it. And either way, it was really creepy. Like with the civil service wing, essentially what they wanted was they want a new bureaucracy. The people that are pushing this idea, and there's both Republicans and Democrats that were doing it, they want a whole new bureaucracy that will be as large and as well-funded as the U.S. military. So you're talking about, you know, a significant increase in the size and the scope of the bureaucracy of the U.S. federal government.
Yeah, that's huge. I wonder how the military compares to, well, I guess I was thinking about how it would be not that hard with public school kids, just send them on off to the next bureaucracy. But public schools, I guess, are usually managed by, you know, states and local governments. And, you know, there's a Department of Education, but all they do is pass down diktats to, you know, these states to control their, you know, schools however the federal government sees fit. But
well, and that's exactly what they would do in this case. Is the feds would come down with a mandate on all the schools that take federal money, which is just about every school out there, and or every government school. And they would tell them, well, okay, now you have to tell all your kids that they're going to have to accept this 3-month or 2-year or however long this program is, where they're going to go literally work for the government.
And but when you join the military, that's going to be more of, that's different than public schools in just the way the bureaucracy is managed, because it's not a state thing where the states manage it, right? It's like all federal. The whole military is just completely federal, right?
That's right.
Okay.
Although there are the National Guard divisions, which are seem to be divided by state. I'm not sure how that works. I thankfully have never been personally involved, and I don't think either of you have either.
Nope.
So I know there's definitely some state involvement with the National Guard, as far as I understand it. And to some extent, that's kind of a branch of the military, I think. 855-450-FREE. Please, if you've been involved, surely you know more about this than we do. 1-855-450-3733. But I'm grateful that I wasn't forced into the military. I had considered it when I was a young man. I mean, people change over time. When I was a teenager, I, you know, had some anger, and I certainly considered joining the military. It was probably because it was glorified in war movies. It was likely because, you know, there's this popular culture that surrounds it, this glam and this glitz, and also the idea that, oh, you know, they're going to give you a paycheck and give you somewhere to live, and it was really, I'm glad I didn't do it.
Yeah, I bought into a lot of the propaganda and everything, saying that I'd, you know, I'd go out and I'd see the world and I'd, you know, I'd do all this and everything. I did have an objection to war when I was younger, but, you know, it's funny, you know, when you mentioned earlier that they'll offer an option for those that object to war. Well, you know, the government is war, the home.
You can join the Peace Corps.
Oh, yeah, it's...
The Senior Corps. No, I'm not joking. They have the Senior Corps, too.
What is that?
What's it sound like? You
when you get old?
Yeah. So putting old people to work for the government.
See, that just makes me so sad. I don't want to think of, you know, the grandparents who've gotten... basically, they're put in a bad situation, and they just feel like, oh, I guess I'm just going to have to go back to work for the government again.
Well, sure. I mean, a lot of people have expected the government to take care of them with Social Security, and turns out you're not really getting what you thought you were going to get out of Social Security, and certainly we are definitely not going to get what anyone in our generation might possibly expect is a possibility for Social Security. So there have been situations, actually, in cities where city governments have essentially approached old people who are having trouble paying the taxes on their homes, because property taxes can be pretty burdensome. They've approached them and they've said, well, since you can't afford to pay the taxes, you can just come work for us. You can work it off. So we'll have you come and answer phones for us, or you can pick up some trash, or they'll have some other kind of low-intensity activity for an old person to come to do. So essentially, it's not quite exactly slavery, but it's really disturbing.
Really disturbingly close. That's at least when you go to a restaurant and you order a meal, you can't pay for it. Well, you can possibly do dishes or something, you know.
Like, maybe. At least you got it. If the restaurant owner's okay with that idea.
Right, but, you know, like, at least at that point, you know, like...
But you chose to go into the restaurant.
Exactly.
These poor old folks, you know, you get so old and you can't afford to pay the ever-increasing property taxes because you're not working, and maybe you just didn't save enough, or you don't have enough of a retirement plan.
And then they die, and they have the estate tax or the death tax.
Sure.
So apparently everything you do is taxed from cradle to grave.
Now you can work for the state in your old years, and then when you pass, have most of everything that you've earned go off to the state as well.
There's a recent Reason article about how all the young people are getting screwed over by the old people and this whole bureaucracy.
What's new?
Yeah. Well, I mean, they sort of really show how people who are just now sort of getting into the Social Security thing, they're getting a lot of bang for their buck, man. You know, they're getting like $100,000 more out of the system than what they put in, at least just in Social Security. Of course, they put more than that in taxes and everything else. So it's nice that they get something back. But compared to what people our age will get back, we're getting nothing, basically. And we're paying for them to basically get, it's going straight from our paychecks into
the
old people's coffers.
Yeah, there's no midpoint. There's no savings plan. But to say that they're getting a sweet deal, I don't know. That's not what I've heard. I mean, I've heard it's like 1% interest at best. So $100,000 in Social Security?
The article made it look like that when they showed what people put in and how much they're getting out, that people just now going to the system are getting a lot more out of it than what they put in.
855-450-FREE. That's interesting. I'd be interested to learn more about that. Reason.com. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
I've been told no in many different ways.
I give you an order and you're going to obey it.
You can do that and you have to leave here.
You cannot respond to the rally.
Walk with me.
Well, I'm comfortable here, actually.
Whoa, hey,
who do you think you are?
Excuse me.
There is no video audio allowed.
No, I have work today.
Is this what you ain't gonna make?
Wait, no, now. Wait a minute.
Whoa. Hey! Oh my god! Unbelievable!
Because you scared me, property. What am I being detained for?
Be a sir.
What is this?
Bureaucrats have a funny way of telling people no.
Coming this summer, Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. See the trailer now at victimlesscrimespree.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice, quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face-to-face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, bring up what you want, toll free at 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website, head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com, and those features, by the way, include the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, they're right there. You just click and download and get as many episodes as you want, going years, all the way back to late 2006, It's all free. In fact, if you click over to our SoundCloud page, which you can do by looking at freetalklive.com, look to the left under Listen and Share, you'll find our SoundCloud link there, and that links you over to episodes of Free Talk Live, which have share buttons on them that allow you to easily share them to your Facebook page or Twitter profile, for instance. Maybe put it on a WordPress blog or wherever it is you want to embed it. All the tools are right there on the SoundCloud page. So go to freetalklive.com, and you can listen to as much as you like. By the way, Free Talk Live brought to you by SACL CAI. You need collections done for your company, sick of doing it yourself, or tired of whatever company it is that you've hired to do it, they're not doing a good job, get in touch with SACL CAI. They can do collections with respect, so you can keep your customers down the line as well, which is really important. So once again, SACL CAI, you can see their banner at the right-hand side of freetalklive.com in the banner column. It's the very top banner there. So, once again, toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. Disturbing news coming out of Washington, where General Stanley McChrystal, the former top commander of international forces in Afghanistan, said last month that the United States should bring back the draft if it ever goes to war again, which, of course, it hasn't stopped going to war, so I'm sure it will. The U.S. government will continue its warmongering efforts.
We're the nation that can't decide if we're at war or not. Are we at war? Well, it sure seems like war, but there's been no declaration. So.
Oh, you're talking about the legal declaration of war, right? Well, right. Well, so when people are... Is war a legal declaration, or is war when soldiers go over and get killed?
Right. What? How do you define it?
Yeah, I going through the public indoctrination of my old high school and everything, they would continue to try and tell me that, oh, yeah, it's a conflict, it's not a war.
Right. The Vietnam conflict.
Yes, but then when, they want to make a big impression on you, say, we're at war, but then if you point out, well, there hasn't been a declaration, so they try to use the war thing to get you to commit to more stuff, like, oh, you have to... get behind the country, give part of yourself for your nation, ask what you can do for your country.
Well, that's kind of the mindset here with the idea of bringing back the draft. There are a lot of excuses, a lot of rationale that the draft advocates will use. And this is actually the first time we've talked about the draft itself. We talked about national service over the last few years, but the draft itself hasn't really been, at least that I've seen in the news, in a number of years. Now, we have discussed sort of the draft winds blowing in the past on this program. Like, there were selective service commercials running during the mid-aughts, so like around 2005 or earlier. I would hear them on the radio frequently where the government was running selective service spots. I've still heard them occasionally as well, so I think they're probably still out there running. And for those that don't know, the selective service is... maybe ladies may not know this, but the selective service is something that forces all 17-year-old males to register before their 18th birthday, or at least it purports to force them. There are threats issued against the teenage young males, and they are threatened with perhaps jail time, perhaps something like $200,000, $250,000 in fines, not being able to get student loans, not being able to work for a state or federal governments, and so there's a lot of threats that are issued surrounding this idea of, hey, you better send in your draft card, basically.
I have heard the radio commercials for this that basically saying, you have to do this.
It's your duty.
Yep.
And don't they even, I'm not into the whole voting thing, but don't they require you to sign up for the selective service if you wish to vote?
I don't think that's in every state. I believe that that is maybe the case in some states. I'm not certain how widespread that is.
Okay.
If you would like, you may share your experience with Selective Service at 855-450-FREE. But coming up, Bo, you've got some news about these draft boards being restaffed. But let's talk about the top dog here, this former general, Stanley McChrystal. I guess he is he's a general and he was formerly active. But he was speaking apparently at some conference, and he said the following. I think we ought to have a draft. If a nation goes to war, I think it shouldn't be solely represented by a professional force, because it gets to be unrepresentative of the population. He said this at a late night event at the Aspen Ideas Festival. He said, I think if a nation goes to war, every town, every city needs to be at risk. You make that decision, and everybody has skin in the game.
So I've heard this argument made by even people that consider themselves to be liberals, which in general I would think they would be anti-draft, but I've actually heard liberals say that they support a draft because they think that by having a draft, it would make a country less likely to go to war or less ready to go to war. But the people deciding to go to war aren't the ones that are going to go.
Well, a lot of times the rationale is also coming from the perspective from the left. When someone on the left supports a draft, it is frequently because they believe that the rich people will be subjected to the draft as well. The politicians and the corporate industry leaders and those folks, the people, a lot of these lefties that support the draft actually believe that those people would be hooded, put in harm's way. And so therefore, because the sons and daughters of the rich would be put in harm's way, that would stop war from happening.
Right.
That's how crazy it is.
This is the same argument as well, you know, we should tax the rich too, you know.
Right, as though the rich wouldn't be able to avoid the tax, or as though the rich people's sons or daughters wouldn't be able to get some cushy desk job or whatever. Okay, yeah, you know, George Clooney's son's been drafted, but he's pushing papers in some corner office somewhere. I mean, it's not like those people are going to be put on the front lines.
Right. It's funny how the left, the idea is that, oh, these rich people are so powerful that they can just get around anything, so we should put another thing for them to get around that we'll all have to be subjected to. But they're going to get around it. That's the whole idea anyway. That's why you're mad at them.
Well, that's the thing, you know, there's obviously two sets of, or two classes in this society.
Sure.
You know, so of course these people are going to get away with it, you know, and it appears that, you know, like you said, the people on the left, they want to even out the playing field.
Well, it's the old fantasy that, well, if only I were in charge. I mean, the person advocating for the return to the draft, who's coming from a left perspective, now the righties have their own reasons, we can address those in a moment, but somebody coming from the left who wants that is still of that same belief system that, well, people who are just like me could possibly be in charge, and then we would definitely put these rich people's kids on the front lines. And it's just this ridiculous idea that somehow the little guy is going to be given the reins of power.
And is that what happened in Nam? Did all these wealthy people's kids get sent to war?
No. I mean, has it ever happened? I think that there have always been kind of these trumped up examples, like, you know, Elvis has joined the military, that kind of thing, where they use some high profile person to,
it's a propaganda,
yeah, to make people across the country think, oh yeah,
now it's football players,
everybody's doing it. Yeah. 855-450-FREE, 1-855-450-3733. More from this Stanley McChrystal, this U.S. general, top commander of the international forces in Afghanistan, on why he thinks we should bring back the draft.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
BePrepared.com heats up July with the hottest sale on the web. Going on now, save 28% on freeze-dried raspberries, or save on our 3-day light emergency kit, a $50 value. This month, just $30.99. Plus, all 1-year supplies are on sale at BePrepared.com. This month, save over $350 on our traditional 2,000-year supply of food. Now, just $12.99.99, and get a hand grain mill free. Or choose our most popular year supply, the Premium 2000. It gives you 2,000 calories per day from a variety of nutritious meals for one whole year. Save over 7%. $700, plus get a free Katadyn Hiker water filter, a $75 value. More details and more hot July savings at BePrepared.com now through July 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service. And BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up what you want. 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. We have news updates, and you can get signed up for them at news.freetalklive.com. Follow via email, Twitter, Facebook, whichever method is most appropriate for you. That's news.freetalklive.com. And, of course, the news features are completely free. News.freetalklive.com. Stanley McChrystal, the former top commander of international forces in Afghanistan, according to the news tribune.com, was speaking at the 2012 Aspen Ideas Festival. Boy, is his idea original. Oh, no, never mind. He wants to bring back the draft, which is an old idea, and it's a terrible idea. And what's different about this guy saying it, apparently, is that it's been, I don't know how long it's been, but people that have paid attention to this, there's a quote in another one of these articles I don't have in front of me right now saying it's been years since, a long time, since somebody who's an actual military, high-ranking, you know, professional bureaucrat guy making the statement that we need to have a draft, that this volunteer professional troops, these guys, these professionals, that's not good enough. Because normally that's seen as an insult. It's kind of taken by the people that consider themselves like military pros, professionals, people that have chosen to join the military. These guys, a lot of the times, don't want to work side by side with somebody that's been forced to be there. I mean, can you imagine?
Why would you want to? Why would you want to? It can already be hard enough to deal with coworkers that, imagine if they're there against their will.
Right. I mean, you work at a convenience store during the daytime, Allie, and just imagine if some teenage punk kid, 16 years old or 18 years old, gets put in your store by some government program that's, you know, this is a troubled kid, and so we need to get him some good job experience and help, you know, he should learn how to help the community and help his customers, and so we're just going to force him to work for the convenience store for 8 hours a day.
Keep him away from the customers is what I would do.
Well, yeah, and you'd basically have to be his babysitter to some extent.
And then take a look at high schools, middle schools, all kinds of public schooling, and see all these kids forced together. And
how that works out.
Right.
Yeah, people who don't want to be somewhere being forced to be somewhere with other people who don't want to be in that same place. Yeah, that's great. But that's what they're talking about doing here. This guy is serious, and so we'll get to his reasons for this in a moment. Because why would he say that? Why would he make this statement and risk upsetting basically the whole volunteer military community? These guys don't want to work next to draftees. So he says that everybody needs to have skin in the game. Now, this is an interesting term. He thinks it's a game?
Apparently.
I think that's pretty revealing right
there. It's way more fun if everyone has skin in it.
He argued the burdens of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan haven't been properly shared across the U.S. population, and emphasized that the U.S. military could train draftees so that there wouldn't be a loss of effectiveness in the war effort. Really? How's that? What is he even suggesting there?
What is the war effort anyway? I'm unclear about that.
Well, basically, you give contracts to a bunch of military contractors and then send men overseas to perish in the attempts of utilizing up as much ordnance and tanks and other battle things as they possibly can.
Well, it's good for the government racketed economy, you know. So, I mean, these, as you said,
yes, it's great for the military-industrial complex.
Right. So it's a suggestion that the military-industrial complex, the manufacturers, are able to produce even more material than there are volunteer military personnel to use up the material. Like, they can't use it up fast enough, I guess.
That's a good point. This, if they go through with the draft and they, let's say, double the size of the military, then that would be a whole lot more boots and bullets and bombs and other things that the military-industrial complex could manufacture.
And what's the deficit at right now?
If I know, trillions of dollars, I think.
Yeah, that seems smart to jump into more spending.
Or the debt. The debt is trillions of dollars. I'm not sure what the deficit is.
Oh, okay.
So, because the deficit is the amount that a budget falls short, and then debt is what happens after deficits continue to rack up year after year after year.
Thanks for the clarification.
So again, back to McChrystal here. He argued that these burdens haven't been properly shared. He says, I've enjoyed the benefits of a professional service, but I think we'd be better if we actually went to a draft these days. He said there would be some loss of professionalism, but for the nation, it would be a better course.
What is he referring to? Is he referring to the politicians?
The U.S. government, the plot of land, the people within the plot of land? Yeah, what does the nation mean, right?
And what's this professionalism about killing people?
Yeah. So he's basically telling the current military, you know what, you guys, well, screw you, because we're going to bring in these amateurs, we're going to force them to fight, you know, in the same wars as you are, and we're going to do it because it's good for the nation. Doesn't matter about you guys. You know, more of you might die because you're going to be working with these unprofessional people, because you don't matter. What matters is the nation, and what that really means is what matters is the size and the scope of the U.S. military and the amount of contracts they can give out.
I guess I sort of thought that maybe the guys already in the military and women already in the military would maybe approve of this, because I understand that there's a lot of, I mean, I don't know what would be a desirable job in the military as it is, but they make it sound as if the people that do the killing, that's where you want to be. And then there's extra work, you know, that's just, you just makeshift jobs or make work jobs, and that they just stick other people with doing that. That's the kind of job I would want if I was in the military, if I, you know, got duped into doing that. But
I wouldn't want any of it personally. I'd rather go sit in a brig.
Well, the suggestion, I think, is that they're going to fill the draftees in to do these jobs that are menial tasks.
I don't know if he's making that suggestion. Have you heard anything that specifies that?
Well, the opinion piece that I have from the New York Times by Thomas E. Ricks, he talks about how it would work, or maybe it's just...
I'd like to get to that because we're going to start, I think, with what McChrystal had to say, and then this op-ed piece from the New York Times expounds on how the program could work, and I think that could be interesting. But let's talk to David, listening in Connecticut. David, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Bo, and Ali.
I'm not in Connecticut.
Oh, well, somebody wrote Connecticut on here. I apologize. Go ahead, David.
Hey, what's up? This is what I was going to say. I'm sort of for the draft because I'm against the wars.
Well, how does that work exactly?
For me, that works by there's a lot of complacency and a lot of people who are just like la-di-da going throughout their days, not knowing anything about, they're just not aware. If people are forced to have their sons and daughters, there may be a more of a hue and cry and objection to the wars. And that may make some objectors and more of a outcry.
I've heard that, and I don't know if I can entirely buy that. I've heard that from a lot of occupiers, and it seems like it's very similar to the whole crash of the dollar. You know, like people like waiting for this or waiting for like a government Armageddon of some sort.
Right. What do you want them to do? I mean, what would your vision be, David? Let's say that this happens. Let's say your idea goes through and David's draft is born, and they start drafting folks from all different economic strata, and they're forced into military service. And they begin shipping out to Afghanistan. And maybe they'll ship them out to Syria or some other place because, draft means they can have more war. So they go out and they start another war, maybe with Iran or something like that. And so people start getting shipped out. What do you think that would happen exactly?
I think people being forced to go to the wars, forced to go and perhaps lose their lives, mothers and fathers being forced to have their daughters put our sons and daughters in harm's way. The American people would object and perhaps...
Well, so what if they object?
Huh?
I think it was Alexander Haig who's famous for saying, let them protest so long as they pay their taxes. What does it matter if the American people object if they keep sending their kids to die? And if you want, I can bring it back here, David, and you can answer the question. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I mean, a lot of people are objecting to Obamacare, but they're going to go ahead and jump in and do what the program tells them to do because they're too afraid not to. And people are going to send their kids to war while objecting because they're too afraid not to. It's Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizeDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features there for you. Again, freetalklive.com. A lot of features on the site. You can enjoy them all on the house. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for accessing their sites. And if you like Free Talk Live, you can always voluntarily contribute to the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send in $3 a month, and then that is taken and invested into Free Talk Live so we can get on more radio stations around the country. I actually just got a signed agreement from a new station in Florida. I can't say exactly which one yet because it's going to be another month or so before they come on board, but I'm excited. It's actually a station that's run by a former general manager that I used to work for back in the day. So
you always leave us on the end of our seat.
It's a small world in the radio business. Anyway, so all that's made possible by Free Talk Live listeners like you becoming Free Talk Live amplifiers, and you get bonuses like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only forum, podcast, and more. Get the details. Get signed up with any major credit card through PayPal, or you can use Visa or MasterCard right on our site. Again, amp.freetalklive.com. So again, the toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. We had David on the line. Apparently, something happened during the break. He dropped off the line, but I think it's important to kind of continue on addressing his point, which is the idea that, well, we should have the draft back because then people will get upset and doggone it, Americans will stand up and they'll do something about it.
See, I understand the frustration with people's complacency about war. Mm-hmm. When you bring up the war, people are like, why are you bringing that up? I don't even want to hear it. I don't even want to think about it. And I can see, like, being frustrated with these people and wanting to shake them and be like, what if it was your kid?
Right.
And almost, like, wishing it was their kid. But then that's evil, and we should avoid those kind of thoughts. We shouldn't be putting them into practice.
Right. You don't end evil by doing evil. I mean, even David acknowledged that you would be forcing people into the military. That's what the draft is. You're threatening people with violence if they don't do as you tell them and go and be some kind of a grunt. And, or, you know, if they're going to have the alternative program, you can go and be a grunt in another way. You can go and do what you're told. Do as you're told for the military for X amount of period of time. Accept whatever arbitrary stipend they decide to send your way for it. And pat yourself on the back and tell yourself how nationalistic you are and how much you've helped the country. So,
Vietnam went from 1955 to 1975, and there's a draft. Obviously, it doesn't end wars.
And look at Israel right now. Don't they have a selective service sort of thing where you turn 18 and all of a sudden you have to do 2 years of military service?
There are countries that are that way.
And they didn't revolt, did they?
Well, no. I mean, who's going to do that? I mean, look at how the American people behave now. What makes you think that this would push them over the edge? And what do you think they'll do? What, grab some signs and protest? Well, when has that ever changed anything? Look at the history of the country and how many people have waved signs and shouted and yelled. And, I mean, what did you have? Occupy last year? That was a big deal. Maybe it's going to come back, though it hasn't really seemed to come back this year. It's warm now, so I don't know what they're waiting for. I realize there's still some Occupies maybe here and there, but it certainly doesn't have the buzz. It doesn't have the cohesiveness that it did last year. And what did you really get out of it? How about the Tea Party? What did you really get out of that besides other politicians coming forward and labeling themselves as Tea Party conservatives or some politician saying, I'm with Occupy. I mean, what ultimately has come from all this?
Well, I think there's going to be a third thing like the Tea Party movement and the Occupy movement that's going to be more libertarian, libertarian party, but more maybe voluntarist centered, and it'll maybe bring all kinds, it'll be bigger because it could include everyone. I think that's how it's going to work, but that's just my theory.
But what'll they do? Wave some signs? Tote some banners?
Bring people together for a, you know, hopefully common cause.
Great. Now send us your son. You go ahead and bring your people together for your common cause and make sure you send your son, because if you don't, we're going to come take him. What are you going to do about that? Is your waving banners going to solve that?
Move away.
Okay. You could go to Canada, maybe, but they don't accept people as far as asylum anymore. That's over. It might have worked during the Vietnam War,
there's,
but it's not going to work now.
You can go.
I get what you're saying, but that's not really likely for most people, is it? I mean, most people feel like they are locked down. I'm not going to say most people, but a lot of people feel like they're locked in where they are. Their roots are there and wherever it is they live. Their family's there. Their friends are there. Their job is there. And they're not going to pick up and go to the Bahamas run to Mexico because the draft happens. There will be a small percentage of people who will be willing to send their kids out of the country or maybe run with them or whatever, do whatever it takes to get out. There will be a small percentage of people, just like there have been in the past. But to believe that bringing back the draft is going to galvanize the American people into somehow stopping the draft and then stopping war, like stopping war and then the draft, or whatever it is they think is going to happen in their mind's eye in that scenario, it's just unbelievable to me. There's no evidence that the American people have the steadfastness or the huevos to pull something like that off. I'd love to be proven wrong, but I'm not going to advocate bringing back the draft in order to be proven wrong on that.
Right.
I wonder, though, if the you'd see a reaction from military personnel before you'd see a reaction, like, as far as...
You mean an anti-draft reaction?
Yeah. Well, as you were saying before, they're not going to be wanting to be working around these draftees and everything.
It's true. Maybe the military will help solve that problem by putting the draftees in their own regiments or whatever you call them. You have a platoon full of draftees, which would basically be cannon fodder. Send them in first and let them take the.
Well, I've talked to several veterans and people who are still in the military and everything, and they're saying they're just standing around. They don't have anything to do, and they still have kind of a status mindset and everything, but they're.
Mm-hmm.
They're complaining about being bored.
I've heard this.
What's going to happen when there's, twice as many people working with you and still nothing to do?
I have no idea. I mean, that's just, what do they do now? They stand around. I know that Puke from Puke and the Gang talked about how they would sweep dirt off of an airfield. I mean, just stupid nonsense like this. I mean, just total waste, busy work, wastes of time.
Yeah,
I mean, that's not what matters. I mean, the end result of what the troops are doing, it doesn't really matter, right? As long as they're consuming the military-industrial complex products, as long as those troops are, so okay, let's bring another 100,000 troops over there, build another, you know, however many more tents and barracks and buildings that are necessary. There's a construction contract for Halliburton right there. You know, let's build some buildings. Okay, now we've got to have more troop transports, got to have some more C-130s. We've got to have all more kind of everything just to bring them over to stand around. Or to bring them over to die. I mean, it doesn't. Whatever it is they end up doing, you know, is still going to be a huge waste.
Well, it just seems sort of. It seems sort of this is what people talk about when they say socialism. Is it not? Is something like a draft or something where you're forced to work for the government? Is that not basically socialism?
Pay your dues, you know, contribute. That's
Yeah. You owe a debt. They will tell you. They'll say that you owe a debt to the country.
Although, for the roads?
how that debt was created is never explained. The idea is that America is a great place and it would be better if you just go and work for the government for 2 years. So we can get more into how the draft is being maybe proposed by some other... You know, there are a lot of ideas that have been put forth over the years. But let's continue, because this McChrystal character has more to say. Again, this is the former top commander, General Stanley McChrystal, of the forces in Afghanistan. He says, we've never done that in the United States before. We've never fought an extended war with an all-volunteer military. So what it means is you've got a very small population that you're going to, meaning the volunteers, and you're going to it over and over and over again. Because it's less than 1% of the population, people are very supportive, but they don't have the same connection to it. Reservists following multiple deployments have trouble maintaining careers, and families have a... frighteningly high, and the vets had a frighteningly high rate of suicide, he said. So he's positioning this pro-draft concept as being for the volunteer military. That even though the volunteer military might not like to work alongside draftees, the idea of bringing draftees is to lighten the load on the volunteer military. These guys, it's been a tough run. They've been out there for years, and, you know, we just need to bring some new weight in here, some dead, you know, some bodies that can soon be dead bodies, and let them take some bullets for a little while. Or, in the case of Bo's example, just stand around. But, you know, they make it sound like, oh, it's just so brutal on our military members, so we just need to have the volunteer, the draftees in there.
Right, and he doesn't look at, like, why are these men getting deployed over and over and over again? You know, they come home to the families and they think they're done, and then, oh, nope, got to go back. Why is this happening? Is it because there's not enough men out there already? Or is it because, you know, they just can't see ending this whole cycle of warfare and imperialism that the United States has going on, that, you know, it's not necessary to begin with. So adding more people into it isn't going to help.
855-450-FREE. Your thoughts are certainly welcome here. We're talking about the draft, and there's a lot more to discuss, including the opinion piece from the New York Times. And McChrystal himself has a few more words we'll share with you here in moments. 855-450-FREE. Hour 2 is next. Free Talk Live.
Do you ever have connectivity problems due to poor Wi-Fi reception? I have an amazing solution for you. C-Crane's Super USB Wi-Fi Antenna 3. It can provide connectivity for up to a mile. We're using it at my house, and I can't describe it as anything but stunning. This antenna will change your life. If you're not familiar with the C-Crane company, their products are the best. I highly endorse the C-Crane company. Get your Super USB Wi-Fi antenna at ccrane.com. C-C-R-A-N-E.com. Hey, college students. The Independent Institute in Oakland, California is putting on the Challenge of Liberty seminar this summer. You can spend a week connecting with other liberty-minded students from around the world, attending seminars with libertarian luminaries, and grappling with pressing issues facing the world's economy and its people. Go to seminar.freetalklive.com. It's $195 for the class and $300 for the room and meals at the beautiful Notre Dame de Namur University in Belmont, California. Seminar.freetalklive.com.
Despite what medical experts tell you, it's just not possible to get all the nutrients your body needs from food. Minerals are essential for good health, but not all soils contain these nutrients, so they won't be in your food. And Dr. Peter Glidden knows this.
Longevity's organic plant-derived liquid minerals. This mineral supplement, which contains 77 plant-derived organic, certified organic minerals, in a colloidal state, saturated, concentrated just below the saturation index, is unrivaled in the field of medical nutrition, in the field of nutrition, period. There's no other company that has a product that even comes close to this, and this is a big deal.
Order your liquid colloidal minerals from Youngevity today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.